I love words, but still sometimes pronounce things wrong, and I bet you do too. I'm not talking about speaking too fast or jumbling letters and saying belly jeans instead of jelly beans. That's a spoonerism, by the way. I'm talking about good, old-fashioned mispronunciations, things you didn't know you were saying wrong. I don't need a segue, so let's jump right in. Wait, segue? 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 Really, that's how you pronounce those letters? We're in for a ride. I'm Dr. Erica Brzozowski, and this is Other Words.
Other words.
If you read a word before you hear it aloud, you might determine the pronunciation in your head. Facade, colonel, epitome, ari, or omniscience. Only later to find out it's actually facade, colonel, epitome, awry, and omniscience. I sincerely thought that this word was chouse until I was corrected while reading aloud in class. How was I supposed to know it was a Greek spelling? That's pure chaos if you ask me. Just in English, Q-U-E is kya as in Q as in barbecue, and qua as in Quebec or queen. And it's also que or que if you're asking what in Spanish or French. And every time I see the letters Q-U-A-Y, I have to remind myself that it's key, not quay. Sometimes the pronunciation of a word gets bent to sound like another word with a related meaning. Someone who's mischievous might also be devious, so it warps into mischievous. Espresso can make you go fast, so it gets contaminated with express, hence espresso. This word is traditionally pronounced dour, as in endure, but since it kinda means sour, it's slowly becoming dour. According to a 1996 American Heritage Dictionary survey, 2/3 of people preferred the traditional pronunciation, but in 2011, it was evenly split. More than a decade later, where do we all stand on the pronunciation? Another big part of speaking and hearing a word is tone. In English, you can say no or no, but they're still the same word, just with a different attitude. However, in tonal languages like Vietnamese, Maasai, Cherokee, and Navajo, a change in tone is a complete change in word meaning. In Yoruba, for example, when you say this word, depending on tone, you could be talking about a coconut, agbon, a basket, agbon, a wasp, agbon, or your chin, agbon. And you probably want to know if someone is talking about a casual basket of coconuts or the much more stressful wasp on your chin. In Mandarin, if you walk into a restaurant and say, 我要睡觉, you're saying, I want to sleep, but you probably meant, 我要睡觉, I want dumplings. I've done that. Also, I often say I'm looking for my 眼睛, when I mean that I'm looking for my 眼睛. Personally, I'm definitely more likely to lose my glasses than my eyes, though, where are my eyes? Kind of works as an expression for, I can't find anything. In tonal languages, using the wrong tone is a mispronunciation, so watch your tone. But don't hyper-focus too much, because that can lead to another mistake. Hypercorrection is when you make a mistake because you're trying too hard to be correct. Have you heard of the ferocious jaguar? You can find them in the American South due to a hypercorrection based on the Southern accent. In some regions, words like fire and wire might be pronounced fire and wire, so jaguar, which naturally has the R, gets hypercorrected to ire, hence jaguar. You might be asking, why is this a common enough word that it gets regularly hypercorrected in the American South, where jaguars don't actually live? But it's thanks to the football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the professional broadcasters trying to cover the regional accents. Hypercorrection especially hits words that we think of as elevated, like scientific or historical terms. That's how silicon became silicon, even though you'd never say falcon or bacon. And the Knights Templar became Templar, which Tom Hanks' character in The Da Vinci Code definitely should have known.
The Knights Templar. These Knights Templar. The Knights Templar. The Templars.
But the Templars were
But hypercorrection can also affect more common words like this one. Technically, the T is silent, as in soften and listen and fasten, but in the last couple decades, people have started pronouncing it often, which is incidentally closer to how it was pronounced before the advent of modern English 400 years ago. In Cockney English, H's are often dropped at the beginning of words, so someone trying to correct for that might add H's where they don't belong, like Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady.
In Hartford, Edinburgh, Hampshire, Atkins, Ardley, Heather, Atkins.
Oh, no, no, no.
The only H she pronounces is the one she added in front of the H-free word, ever. Similarly, it's not uncommon to see hypercorrect R adding in R-less dialects of English like those in Australia, South Africa, or regions like where I'm from, New England. If you grew up hearing this word pronounced wada or wota, and you learn it's spelled with an R, then adding an R to other words you hear that end with the a sound isn't a stretch. Pasta becomes poster. In fact, instead of idea, I used to say idea. A similar pronunciation situation happens with words borrowed from other languages. Hyperforeignism occurs when you overpronounce something based on what you assume the authentic pronunciation is. For example, the pepper jalapeno is spelled with an ñ, the N with the tilde on top. Its spicier cousin, the habanero, is spelled with an N, yet you'll occasionally hear it mispronounced habanero. You'll also commonly hear the capital of China pronounced Beijing with a Z sound instead of with a J sound that is both written in English and pronounced in Mandarin. I used to say Z, but now it's always Beijing. And what about the French borrowing coup de grâce, stroke of grace? I only just found out it's not pronounced coup de grâce, meaning stroke of fat, which sounds so much more French with a dropped consonant. That's hyperforeignism in action for you. Are there words that you started purposely mispronouncing because it's funny, and now you always say it that way? Think people who say Target and Chipotle when they know full well the official pronunciations are Target and Chipotle. Or even better, that viral video of Chef Nigella Lawson pronouncing microwave, microwave.
Which I've warmed in the microwave.
And I know Vine star Marlon Webb forever altered my pronunciation of watermelon.
They got helmets on their heads,
but I got a watermelon instead.
I've heard plenty of stories of kids who pick up the humorous mispronunciations from adults and go out into the world not knowing that only their family says it that way. The words and special pronunciations that your friends or family use are called familects. When I say mispronunciation, that means there's an error. There are often multiple correct ways to pronounce a word based on accent or sociolect. Take, for example, this word or this word. Do you say caramel or caramel? Pecan or pecan? All are correct. For the nut, fun fact, the closer you live to where the tree natively grows, the more likely you are to say pecan, which we get from the Algonquin language family. Another example is this word. Do you say ask or axe? There's been prejudice against axe by those who consider ask to be the standard, but actually, axe was the original pronunciation. It comes from the Old English axion and can be traced back to the 8th century. Chaucer used axe, and so did the first English Bible, in fact. This phenomenon of transposing or switching sounds in a word is called metathesis. This is where you'll see things like nuclear and nuclear, or introduce and introduce. The real difference between a pronunciation and a mispronunciation is time. Mispronunciations win out over the centuries if enough people adopt them because they're easier to say, or sound better, or look like they should be pronounced a certain way. In fact, a lot of our correct pronunciations are mispronunciations of our linguistic ancestors' words. We say fish and wasp, they said fix or fisk and wops. Pronouncing the T in often is now so widespread that it's listed in most dictionaries as an alternate pronunciation and may eventually become the standard way to say it. Now, I don't think chaos will become chaos in my lifetime, but in 200 years, who knows? Language is not set or frozen. According to the Greek philosopher Heraclitus, the only constant in life is change, and that's just what language does. So someone trying to correct for what might add, or correct for that, In Cockney English, H's are often, which is incidentally closer to how it was pronounced before the...
Clang.